Quorum, we can start. I'll call the meeting to order at 9:03. And if you follow the pledge of allegiance with me, please. If I can get up.
Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance. Thank you.
Item three.
Before you move on to item three, I just want to make a quick announcement under 1A. You have no requests from any commissioners to participate remotely. You have 8 members here voting and present, and we have 1 last minute notification, Commissioner Davitt, that he is unable to attend. Item 3 is disclosure of campaign contributions. If any commissioner has received a campaign contribution that would require disclosure and recusal, please make it known at this time. Seeing none, I have a few announcements. Consistent with state law, the agenda was posted on the LAFCO website on Tuesday, October 3rd. It was posted here on site at the Hall of Administration on Wednesday, October 4th. The agenda and public hearing notices stated that interested persons were afforded the opportunity to submit comments by email or U.S. mail no later than 5 o'clock p.m. yesterday. Staff has not received any written communications received after the agenda was posted. Legal counsels reviewed the agenda and they have affirmed that the conduct of today's meeting is consistent with state law. Commission Clerk Adriana Flores will call the roll for agenda items requiring a vote. When a commissioner makes or seconds a motion, please do so and state your last name so that we can record it in the minutes. Since there are no commissioners participating remotely today, you can vote by voice vote if you so choose. Item 4 is the swearing in of speakers. I don't see anyone from the public. Taylor, is there anyone online? There's no one online. Item 5 is public comment, so I think you can dispense with that as well. And that would bring you to the consent agenda, which is...
Before we do that.
Yes.
I want to make a point, if I might.
Please.
While we're all here, because I know some may leave early. It's my pleasure to recognize our attorney, Carol Suzuki, who's retiring from county service on October 28th. Although Carol planned to be here today, she unexpectedly is unable to join us today. A graduate of Washington University School of Law in Missouri. I heard somebody say something.
I don't know what that was.
Sorry, that was me. I was being surprised. It's Carol. Sorry.
She is online. She is not. She was unable to be here in the room, but she is online.
Oh, I'm talking about you.
Yeah, thank you. Surprise.
You're welcome. Carol began working in the county council's office in 2007. Carol is senior deputy county counsel with the county council's office, and she was assigned to LAFCO in 2018. She has advised the commission through the dissolution of the former Satavia County Water District, several controversial city annexations, complex MSR and SOI updates for cities and districts, and the establishment of new services for the Point Doom Community Services District. Carol and her husband, Paul, live in West Los Angeles and have 3 children. And I asked my colleagues to adjourn today the meeting in honor of Carol Suzuki's outstanding service to LAFCO. And we will do that at the end of the meeting. Carol, congratulations and good luck to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I thank everybody?
Carol,
that wait till the
go
end.
Ahead, Carol. You have the mic, Carol. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh. I'm like so honored and touched. I'm very grateful for that recognition. It's been really an honor to work with everybody. You guys do amazing work all the time for the community. And I feel proud of the service. And you have the most amazing staff. They're dedicated. They're responsive. They make us all look good. And it's been wonderful to be a partner with Tiffany during this time. And Miguel's going to be an amazing addition, and he said, I'll be back in 6 months trying to look in the windows because I'm going to be bored in retirement, but I hope to prove him wrong. Thank you guys so much. I'm really honored.
We thank you for your service again, and good luck to you. Okay, now we'll go on now to the next item, item five, I believe. Six now.
Item six is your consent agenda. It includes agenda items 6A through 6H. Staff recommends one motion approving the consent agenda.
Emily, move it.
I'll second it.
All right, any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. That's unanimous in favor. Next, item seven.
There's no seven or eight. Your next item is 9A, which is the potential cancellation of the December 13th, 2023 meeting. Consistent with the rules of the commission, the commission traditionally cancels its regular meeting in December of each year. We have reviewed our workload and we have determined that all existing proposals, applications, can be considered in a timely manner at either your meeting in November or your meeting in January of 2024. We therefore recommend that you cancel the December 13th, 2023 meeting and direct us to so notify on our website. There is one question, which is how to address your interview of finalists for the alternate public member and voting. So there are, if I could ask Taylor to pull up the slide that sort of shows the three options. The first two, option one and option two, involve canceling the December meeting. And either under option one, interview at that meeting and then vote for the alternate public member at your January meeting. Option two is to conduct the interviews at your November meeting and then vote to do it all at once. And the last option, option three, is to hold the December 13th, 2023 meeting. This is entirely up to the commission. And so we're looking for some direction from the commission of what you would like to do and how you'd like to proceed.
Yes, over here.
Thank you. So we've determined that we will probably need an hour or so for the interviews. There are six candidates that we're recommending, that the subcommittee's recommending. And so the question just is one of timing. I think it would be great if we could do the regular business, interview, and vote at the next meeting. However, if the hour that we're going to be devoting and maybe follow-up questions as well is going to be a hindrance because people maybe don't have that time, then perhaps it makes sense to either reinstate the December meeting and have one item on that and one item only, which would be interviewing and picking the alternate member, or flipping that and doing that in November, and whatever we were going to do in November, assuming it's not timely, do that in December. You know, from my perspective, I can do either, but with respect to the other commissioners' time commitments, I think those are options that should be on the table. Thank you.
I was just gonna also say yes, that we assume option two, November 8th date, given the regular meeting agenda, plus this could be a 90-minute meeting. So the question would be, if we go for option two, if we could guarantee a quorum, if people could be available for a full 90 minutes on November 8th.
Good question.
I would be available, but about 10:45, I'd have to bail.
The other option is you have on occasion, when you've had longer meetings, moved up your meeting to 8:30, if that's something that the commission would be open to. I know in particular, Commissioner Lee usually has city council at 10. And for some reason, he seems to think that's more important than LAFCO. So just sort of stuck with that. But that's if everybody is willing to get here. Staff can certainly be here by 8:30. That's not a problem for us. The question is, can all of you be here by 8:30 so that we could start on time and be out before 10?
We've done that before, haven't we?
You have.
I think we can do it again. Everyone feel we can?
Yes.
Cannot?
Yes.
We can.
Can.
Okay. So you'd go with option two, do the interviews and the vote on November 8th. And we would start at 8:30 a.m. that morning. We'll do what we can to minimize anything else on the agenda, just try to devote it mostly to this.
And that would be helpful, not to have much on the agenda if we can.
We have one or two very minor things, but I think they'll be quick.
Wait, and then if anything else comes up that would have taken that space, we we can cancel December now, but should anything crop up, are we allowed to reinstate it if necessary?
I don't know. We've ever done that. You know, usually it's application related and we don't see anything pressing. So I think that's highly unlikely.
Okay.
Okay. I'll move that we go with option two.
Second.
And start the meeting at 8:30.
Start the meeting at 8:30.
Start the meeting at
8:30. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay?
Yeah, nice.
Thank you. That takes care of item 9, item 10.
I think your next item is 9B, the commission meeting schedule for calendar year 2024. Taylor's just pulled up the slide that shows that on the screen and it's in your agenda package. We're proposing a commission meeting schedule for calendar year 2024. It's consistent with the rules of your commission, which dictate that you hold your regular meetings on the second Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. We have verified the commission meeting dates do not conflict with federal and state holidays, nor with any established religious holidays. So staff is recommending the commission adopt this schedule and direct us to post it to the website.
Is there a motion to do so?
So moved.
Vice Chair made the motion. You got the second. Any other discussion? This is pretty routine. We do this every year.
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of the new of the schedule for 2024, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay? And it's adopted. Thank you.
And I look forward to spending next Valentine's Day with all of you.
Share the love.
Right. Well, wait a minute. Then I'll take Holly's chocolates.
I like to have those chocolates in a heart-shaped box. Okay, thank you for that. We're now on item C.
Good morning. Item 9C is the Davis Farr audit planning letter that was provided for the commission. Davis Farr is currently drafting its audit of LAFCO's fiscal year 2022-2023 financial statements. Davis Farr has provided the required annual auditing planning letter, which identifies the scope of the audit and invites commissioners to direct information that would bear on the auditor's risk assessment to the firm's partner, Shannon Ayala. Incidentally, there was a typo in the recommendation section of the staff report to clarify the date of Davis Farr's letter is September 27, 2023. And at this time, staff recommends that the commission receive and file the Davis Farr audit planning letter to the commission dated September 27th, 2023. Thank you.
Is there a motion to do so?
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay? And it's approved unanimously. Okay, that takes care of item 9, item 10.
We have nothing under item 10.
Item 11. Commissioner's reports.
Not a report, a question. Are we supposed to be going to these SoCal LAFCO meetings?
The Southern Region meetings? We notify all commissioners. They're now pretty much twice a year and usually virtual. So we notify all of you. It is at your option to attend.
And when's our next one?
The next one will actually be in person because it's at the annual conference in a couple weeks in October. The next one after that will be in January.
I thought you said twice a year.
There's usually one in January, one in July or so to elect officers, and then at the conference.
Conference is where?
Monterey. Next week.
We're supposed to go?
It is entirely up to you if you would like to go.
Anybody going?
Commissioner Marish is the only commissioner who's going.
He's an overachiever. He doesn't count.
Right.
I need to establish a little more, you know, time on the commission before I start getting active there.
Okay. I'll talk with John about it. Thank you.
Hey, very good. Any others? All right. Executive Director's report.
I just wanted to update. There are two bills of interest that were mentioned in your legislative report in the consent agenda. Just to let you know, they're both still awaiting the governor's decision. He has until Saturday at midnight. He has not made a decision on either bill. The first is AB 557, which has to do with the Brown Act, and the second is AB 399, which is special legislation, which would to some degree kind of undermine some things that San Diego LAFCO did relative to the detachment of two water districts from the San Diego County Water Authority. So we'll report on that at your next month's meeting. Correct. You are on record in opposition. And that's it.
Very good. Anything else? Great. Next item.
There's no public comment, so I think you're on to 14, which is future meetings.
Sure. November 8th and December 13th is not going to happen, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so our next meeting is December 8th.
November 8th.
November 8th. Thank you very much for the correction.
At 8:30.
Mr. Chair,
at 8:30.
That meeting will be a half an hour earlier at 8:30.
Correct.
8th at 8:30.
November 8th at 8:30.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. If there's no further business, we are adjourned. Thank you very much for your attendance.